Now that change has come to the American political landscape, NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore reflects on the historic nature of the 2008 presidential election.
As the posted electoral numbers climbed towards 270 on Tuesday night, a strange thing happened. People called faraway family members wanting to bond with them. It reminded me of the moon landing, when families wanted somehow to be together at this historic moment. The polls had said that Obama was going to win, but who believes the polls? Suddenly, there was a new reality. During the campaign, it had been commonplace to say that race was not a factor, that Obama was transcending race, that this was a post-racial era. But in truth, it was all about race. Not in the goddamn America of the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, but in the God bless America of Barack Obama. This was the America that made the Reverend Jesse Jackson cry almost in disbelief that this milestone had come. One could look back on the road that had been traveled. President Truman integrated the armed forces, and President Eisenhower sent troops to Little Rock to enforce integration at Central High School, and President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act and then the Voting Rights Act. And President Reagan named General Colin Powell as his National Security Advisor, later to be Secretary of State. And President Bush appointed Condoleezza Rice as his Secretary of State. We all knew that someday there would be an African-American in the Oval Office, but we didn't know when. And when it happened, suddenly America was a changed place. Black people displayed a new pride. A white manager's greeted black employees with a new deference. It had taken a long time for all men are created equal to reach its ultimate reality in the highest office in the land. Soon we will begin to consider what the 44th president will do about the financial crisis, about the environmental crisis, about our exposed positions in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan. But for now, just let it sink in. An African American, President of the United States of America. This is Daniel Shore.